Lord, through the tenderness of your mercy toward us, we have learned to worship and to revere your holy name. Therefore, we place our entire trust and hope in you. We gather in worship to offer you our thanks, for we know that you offer us your unfailing love and mercy that is beyond our understanding. You know our longing for forgiveness. You also offer us your presence, which blesses us from God's overflowing store of mercy, hope, freedom, and joy. Thank you for meeting us where we are this morning. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Susan. Our next hymn this morning is Shine, Jesus, Shine. And everybody knows my daughter Lauren. This is her most favorite song. And I wish she was here today to sing it with us, but that's okay. Let's stand and let's worship together and sing Shine, Jesus, Shine. 579 book if you want to get it.
Oh, name is Lisa Harper, and I want to invite you to join me for a new Bible study called How Much More? Discovering God's Extravagant Love in Unexpected Places. This is a 7-session study, and it's just the coolest thing to understand the compassion behind the content of God's Word. This isn't a rule book. It's not to be used as a club. This is a love story. There are parameters in this supernatural love story for holy living, but this is not a punitive book. This book is filled with promise. If we will actually order our lives by God's word, we will stand out in this generation. You'll see God bigger, and you'll be more convinced that He absolutely adores you.
Seven sessions, as Lisa just said. We're going to do it with the video, so you will get to hear All knew there. But and then my sister kept saying, I wish Mom was closer. I wish Mom was closer. And so I started looking to try to get back into the Carolinas. And lo and behold, I applied here, and here I am. And it's the best move I ever made in my life. I'm so thankful to be here with all of you. It has been a blessing to me and to Jerry. And I thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to worship with y'all and to lead you. And I hope to do this until I retire, so to have you a couple more years, hopefully. But so I just want to tell you a little bit about my life. As a kid, I grew up on a chicken farm. Now, we had the laying chickens, which laid the eggs. We had 25,000 chickens that I took care of three times a day. You had to pick up the eggs. And so whenever Jerry's like, since we bought this house out in the country, he says, don't you want to get chickens? I'm like, no. No. I've had enough chicken life, chicken business in my life to last me till I die. But I wouldn't take anything for it growing up on a farm. I got to drive tractors, I got to bush hog, plow, you name it, I did it. I was my daddy's little boy, even though I was a girl. If he took off his shirt when I was little, I took my shirt off. I followed everything he did. But that's just a little bit about me, and I wanted to share with y'all. I haven't taken that opportunity to do that. And what a perfect time to do that with David not being here. So I opened up this Lord. Does anybody want to give a testimony or just say a few words of encouragement? Don't everybody jump at once.
Just appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Well, we're going to do some singing. And so while we're singing, if you feel the Spirit leading you to get up and say something, just raise your hand and we'll bring you on up here. First, Sally's going to play. If she's ready. All right. Sally's going to play a song for us. Yeah, y'all can go ahead.
So I'll give you a quick story. I was a little older than Gay when I accepted Christ. I was a lot older than seven. Most of my life, I didn't think I was good enough. And so it wasn't until college that I came forward. I was actually confronted by a roommate from Psychology. She said, do you want a job? I'm like, sure. She said, our church back in Parisburg, Virginia, needs a choir director. I looked at her and said, I'm not going to be a choir director, I'm going to be a band director. And I was probably a junior in college, and she says, well, you just have to be able to direct. I'm like, okay, so I went in and interviewed, and I started that job, and through the people that I worked with in that first church is how I really came to believe that I was good enough to accept Jesus and come forward and be baptized. It was at Christmas, we were doing a cantata called Come Home, and I felt like they actually brought me home. So, with that being said, there's a lot of things in my life that I probably would not do if you had to be perfect. So, this solo that I'm going to play is probably not going to be perfect because I've not rehearsed it with the CD all the way through this morning, and it's been quite a while since I've played it, but it's
trees on one side, kept that side that I was on from getting out, but Thurlow and Steve on the other side could get out. They got out, climbed up the mountain, and flagged down a truck to ride back into town to get a tow truck to come pull us out. Now remember, I'm 17 years old, and I'm sitting in here with, there was a couple of us that were
our Sunday school class last Sunday, we talked about David and Bathsheba. And one of the things I said to us was, beware, your sins will find you out. David's sins found him out. In fact, David committed adultery, and then he had to get to do murder to cover up for the adultery. One sin led to another. And if we aren't careful, I think, in our lives, sight.